This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Thursday coming up in 20 minutes. Lightning bets, our favorite plays, and home run props for today in Major League Baseball. Right now, though, we're going to dive into a little nickel or dime, and we do have an update on a story we talked about earlier this week when it comes to came to Josh Donaldson and Tim Anderson. That's coming up in a second. First, the pro basketball playoffs are here, and PropSwap is where real sports bettors find the best odds and turn the hard win into hard cash. PropSwap is the only app that allows you to pick your favorite teams now and then sell your bet whenever you want. The best part, it's all from your phone, and you never even need to touch the ticket. We all make sports bets to make money, and many prop swappers make thousands of dollars in just 1 month just from buying and selling bets. This allows you to win over and over without your team ever lifting the trophy. Prop Swap is where America buys and sells sports bets. All right, we do have a nickel or dime we wanted to hit on, but first, Joe, we have a statement from Josh Donaldson after he was suspended for a game.
Yes, he breaks his silence after his manager criticizes him publicly. Aaron Judge did the same. Of course, the White Sox players hate him. They've hated him before this. Many other teams have, was he on team number five now? Usually when that happens, there's a good reason.
Yep, and he's a good player. Usually good players don't bounce around that much.
Really good player. All right, this is what the statement this morning released by one Josh Donaldson. First and foremost, I have the utmost respect for what Tim Anderson brings to the game of baseball. I stated over the weekend that I apologized for offending Tim and that it was a misunderstanding based on multiple exchanges between us over the years. My view of that exchange hasn't changed, and I absolutely meant no disrespect. In the past, it had never been an issue, and now that it is, we have a mutual understanding. I would also like to apologize to Mrs. Rachel Robinson and the Jackie Robinson family for any distress this incident may have caused. Jackie was a true American hero, and I hold his name in the highest regard. The latter part was put together by a lawyer, right?
Yes.
That was, yeah. That let's make sure we include the Robinson family in this apology. That's for sure.
Yeah. Now, the first part, probably put together by a lawyer, and he added his own twist to it. And he basically said, I stand by being a jackass, right?
I'm sorry that you're offended.
Which is not an apology. That's not an apology at all. And it's amazing that people still don't understand that.
He's basically saying you took this the wrong way, right?
It's on you. It's not on me. That's what he's saying.
Narcissist as well, it sounds like.
Yeah. Also, like, listen, he's going to feel what he feels. He's going to say what he wants to say. And he could believe what he wants to believe. But I never understand when these public figures, athletes, whatever, put out apology statements. Just put it out the way that will, you know, make people feel better. Like,
make it in.
Right. Like the lawyer wrote it anyway. Just say, I'm sorry. I was wrong. Move on.
All you got
to
do.
He doesn't have to actually believe it. He could believe what he wants to believe. But like, if you're going to take the time to apologize, apologize correctly.
Yeah.
If you take it on straight up and say, I messed up. It's on me. Here's why. Done, over, and actually, yeah, maybe not with his history, but in most cases, you end up winning a lot of people over in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Of course you do. I mean, yeah, it's just,
but
I'm not
he doesn't
surprised,
show though. Any remorse.
No.
It's an apology, non-apology. That's what it is.
But, that's exactly what it is.
So what are we, 5-6 days later, and he's issued a statement now?
After a suspension. 5-6 days later, after a suspension.
I wonder if the agent or lawyer who read that over suggested he change the tone of the beginning of that statement, and he was just like, no, no.
I think so. Don't you think, Aaron? That's their job, right? Like, look, you're
exactly. Look. I would have been like, you know, you might want to word it this way.
I mean, also, I mean, he can't take a hint. No one has really defended him. No one. Even Aaron Boone was like, you know, he basically said, I don't think Josh was trying to do something terrible, but it's probably best we don't do that. Like, no one has had his back on this. So isn't that a sign sometimes when no one has your back, not even your team? And in baseball, they always have each other's backs with this nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 years with – first year with the Yankees, 2 years with the Twins, 1 year with the Braves, 1 year with the Guardians. Before that, the Blue Jays. Sensing a trend here?
Yeah, he's a jerk. He's a lot.
Nobody likes him. Nobody likes him. And when the best player on your team comes out and criticizes you, and if you watch the Judge video, he wanted to go harder, but he didn't. He's like, I can't go too far. He wanted to. Like, just stop. Just stop.
Right, because Judge is the face of the team. If he buries him, he's done there. So he's got to.
Yeah, he might be anyways.
Well,
how long is that contract?
Two. I think there was two left on it when they got him.
Okay.
Is he a Yankee next year?
If those people go up top and say, we need this guy out of here, he's gone.
Of course. Yeah, if Aaron Judge doesn't want him there, assuming Aaron Judge goes back to the Yankees.
Yep.
Yeah, Josh Donaldson won't be there. So another twist on this, but I'm interested to see, like, Tim Anderson the rest of the year. I've loved the way he's played so far, especially obviously offensively. I just feel like this is going to be this story will spin to how great Anderson's playing now.
It could spin Anderson. It could spin White Sox too. I'm not sure that they should be the favorite, but they still are. I mean, that's a sizable gap that there is between them and Minnesota right now. And the Twins have a remaining soft schedule for the next couple of weeks. They got Kansas City, Detroit again. They're playing them right now and this past week, and they're going to get them again next week. Curious to see if the White Sox remain that favorite. The Anderson thing's interesting because last I checked, he's fifth or sixth in the American League in F4, Fangraphs WAR. His on base is around 400. And we talked about the Jimmy Rollins comp. Here's one thing I do know. I don't know that TA will ever get the award, but he is on the national radar, right? What he's done the last couple of years, and you know, it's unfortunate for him that this story also been in baseball's bloodstream. It's been out there a lot, so people are talking and recognizing how great he's been this year. I don't know that he'll ever win. I don't know that he'll be top three in votes, but I do know the number of 80-1 is wrong on him for MVP.
I said it last week, 80-1, and we talked about why it probably won't happen. But I feel like I might just bet it, and maybe I'll cash out of it if he makes a run and his odds shift. 80-1 feels wrong. He's hitting isn't he at 365?
Yeah. And the guys ahead of him, they're all injury prone players. All of them.
It's a good point. Aaron Judge, people don't talk about that with him. That's probably the reason the Yankees have had pause on giving him the money. Like, hey, you've been made of glass in the past. Mm-hmm. Mike Trout gets hurt. Otani's been hurt.
Ward's going to fall back.
Just feels like 80-1 is crazy considering how well he's hit.
I agree. Yeah,
he's now a story. I don't mean to rope it back together, but like his name is on the radar. His name is out there. Like he's just one of the biggest stories of the sport right now. And if he rakes for the next 3 months, it's just natural. He's on your mind. So we'll keep an eye on that one. 80-1, Tim Anderson, the current that's where he is currently in the American League MVP odds. All right, let's bring in Zach. Let's attempt a little nickel or dime. We've got some good questions. Zach, what's up, man? You ready?
Joe, what's going on? Happy to be here. Nickel or dime, let's do it. So first, I'll ask you guys this. A nickel on the Celtics to win the NBA Finals, that would be at plus 130. Or the dime on the Avalanche to win the Stanley Cup, that's at plus 150. Obviously, the Warriors, they're the favorite in the NBA. The Celtics right behind them. But the Avalanche, the favorites to win the Cup right now in the NHL at plus 150.
I got to go Celtics. They're a game away from the finals. The Avalanche will have to get through this series and then win another one and then win another one. And hockey's just different. I would say the Avalanche are better within the context of their sport, but I got to go Celtics.
Celtics 100%. And this is just an Avs fade at that specific number of plus 150. You mentioned that it's a longer road. They still have much more to go. But the biggest reason that I will give to go elsewhere is the other teams remaining in the Stanley Cup playoffs have elite goaltending. Mm-hmm. Goaltending that can carry you to the cup. And, you know, if you're talking Conn Smythe and an Avs player, we're not talking about goaltenders. Not right now. Other teams we are. We're talking about Igor. We're talking about Vasilevsky with Tampa Bay. So that's the reason I would go Celtics plus 130 nickel.
Yeah, so will I. The East has the best goaltending in the NHL, even though the Avs are the favorite. I like the Celtics. And, you know, they've proven they can overcome adversity, even though they are banged up. Hey, anything's possible. Give me the Celtics.
All right, next. So the nickel will be on the Warriors to beat the Celtics in the NBA Finals. The exact result, that's at minus 110. Or the dime on the Tampa Bay Lightning in hockey to three-peat at plus 250. So the Warriors have to beat the Celtics in the finals minus 110. Or the dime on the Lightning to three-peat as Stanley Cup champions at plus 250.
I took the chalk one on the first one. I'll go with the fun one here. I'll take the Tampa Bay Lightning to win it all. They're into the next round, so they've done what the Avalanche haven't done yet. And it's the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Lightning are the bet. They're always the bet in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I'll go plus 250 in the Lightning.
Agree again. I'm out of the business of fading the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Can't do it.
People looking for the spot. Where do we go against them? Where are they going to fall short? People expected them to have tire legs at this point. I understand the case. It's not happening. They always win coming off a loss. Vasilevsky's has been unreal, especially in series clinching spots for years now. I've got to go dime on Tampa Bay, and I wish I listened to a couple of people that really know hockey because they said, you know, Tampa Bay, don't just write them off, even though they're the fifth favorite. They know how to win this time of the year, and they're doing it again.
This is a tough one because I actually did place this bet, Warriors to beat the Celtics in the finals at 12-1. So
yeah, but for this question,
I can change.
I mean,
it.
Would you take that at minus 110? Like that?
No.
Yeah, for this specific bet.
And plus, a three-peat is just fun, and the Lightning are a really awesome team to watch. So yeah, I'll do it at plus 250, better value.
All right, we'll get into the NBA Finals MVP right now. Steph Curry, he is the favorite at plus 110. So when you put the nickel on Steph to win NBA Finals MVP or the dime on at Jason Tatum, plus 325, that's pretty hefty odds. So Curry to win Finals MVP at plus 110 or Jason Tatum at plus 325.
So I would go Curry for this couple reasons. One, I think the Warriors are going to win. So I think he's probably going to win the Finals MVP. With the Celtics, I like the value, but I also think there's other Celtics that could steal that. We've talked about Marcus Smart. We've talked about Robert Williams. It wouldn't shock me if the Celtics won and it wasn't Tatum getting it, that Smart shuts down Curry. So just based on that, I feel like the odds are cool. The odds are fun, and they help you make that decision. But I'll be on Steph. Steph to win Finals MVP.
I think Boston's going to win. I'd be on Boston, and I get a lot more value. Why? I'm not betting Celtics plus 125, which you're going to find for them to win the title. Give me the Tatum plus 325. He's the highest scorer. He shows up every time. Jaylen Brown, up, down, up, down. He was up last night. Good game out of him. But in the end, Joji, and you've made this point a number of times, the NBA Finals is becoming a legacy thing. They're not strictly, okay, game by game, he had more value than this guy. No. Who's the highest scorer? Who had the best series overall in the winning team? And who's going to be the best player down the road? And the answer to that is Jason Tatum.
I love it. Give it to someone else. Bye-bye, Steph Curry. Jason Tatum at plus 325. They've got a first-year head coach. It would be a heck of a story to see Boston win it all and Tatum to get the MVP.
So interesting, Curry obviously has never won a Finals MVP in his career. So if the Warriors do win for our next nickel or dime, could we see Draymond getting the Finals MVP at plus 1,500 or Jaylen Brown at plus 2,200 for the dime? If you had to put anything on one of the secondary guys for either team, who would it be?
Jaylen Brown, he's more likely to have big point scoring games. And like Joe was saying, maybe overtake Tatum as the most important guy. I don't know how Draymond wins it unless he has signature plays at the end of games, like a block of Tatum to finish a win in game one or two. Or like he's not going to make a shot to win a game. And everything he does, it's like, you know, he's the Dennis Rodman of this era. He was a little more skilled. But like it's just hard for that guy to win the MVP of a finals. I would go the other side of Brown.
There's no way at this point that the Warriors are winning the title and Steph is not getting the Finals MVP. It's not happening. The ultimate outlier already happened with that roster. I don't think the voters do it again. Now, on the Celtics side, I just said that Jaylen Brown is not going to win it, and I believe that. I'd go further down the board. If you're looking for a Celtics player, not named Tatum, is there a possibility that that's the case? Yes. They're the best defense in the NBA all year. Smart got the defensive player of the year. But if I'm going elsewhere, I will just take a super long shot on Robert Williams. Because, again, we just saw his impact last night. And last three times when he's on the court, they're winning.
Yeah, I'll go Jaylen Brown. I just, only because I really don't see Draymond getting it. And it's 20-1 with Jaylen Brown.
Quickly, it's interesting on Draymond. I think the best chance he had was actually when he got suspended. Remember when LeBron beat them? And everyone forgets the game he had in game 7 of that series. He got suspended game 5. Obviously, the Cavs bring it back and get it to game 7. And I just pulled it up. In game 7, the game where Kyrie hit the shot and the Cavs won, Draymond Green, 32-15-9. Might be the game of his career he had there in that game.
He doesn't have a lot of those anymore.
No, he can't shoot anymore. He doesn't have those anymore. Lightning bets up next, right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily from BetQL.